Mid-South region.
Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro. That would count. Yes.
and that is part of the region.
And Ashland City and Clark.
Because in Murfreesboro, we do the Liquid Smoke Show.
Yes.
Great.
Very well.
Great place down there on the square.
Smoking what, Comics Night.
Yeah, it's like the first Wednesday of the month or something.
Yeah,
like
it's Wednesdays now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And football. TBG Coffee House in Ashland City. And I think we may have some tracks from.
We do. Yeah. Give it up for them. Yeah, we've already played a couple things, I think, and we're going to play some more stuff that was recorded there. We record a lot of shows there.
Yes.
And crank out a lot of hilarious comedy
tracks. Terrific place for comics to try and do longer sets. And
you can get your stage legs there.
Stage legs.
What's that?
Yes. That means you've performed a bunch.
Mm. Interesting.
Dead air.
Well, let's play. let's play some tracks from somebody who has performed a bunch. Dan Whitehurst.
Yes.
How about that guy, man?
Ah, very funny.
He
yes.
used to be a cop.
He was a cop, and we were all deathly afraid of him because we thought any minute he would arrest us all for our shenanigans.
For possession.
Yes. Yeah, right, exactly. And well, that was a nice way of saying yes. And for drugs. and turns out,
vitamins mainly, like Centrum.
But
we have a lot of Centrum.
And Dan was working as a stand-up by night and a cop on other nights. And
he was also, I believe, one night a week a prostitute.
That's I did not know that.
He was extremely busy.
Hi-oh.
Thanks, Chad. I like how you don't help. But check out Dan Whitehurst's website, www.danwhitehurst.net.
I really don't
and
think
Jesse Berry's going to be in the Catskills this week.
He's got a lot of.
I really don't think the www is necessary at this point. Okay. We know.
Why try? That's a good point, guys. Yeah.
Anyway, Dan used to be a cop. He gave that crap up. He found the light, and now he's just doing comedy. And here, this is.
They actually found the gout.
That's right, which is true. And
yeah,
and so he got off on disability, and he doesn't have to be a cop anymore. Yeah. But he still gets paid, which is pretty sweet.
But now he has to stand up all the time
and talk. Yeah,
and he does have the world's funniest gout. He won a competition.
I have the gout.
Let's play some stuff he recorded in Chattanooga.
Okay, only on xradio.biz,
Nashville
Music City.
Weirdest job I guess I ever had. I was a police officer in Nashville, Tennessee, for like 17 years. Armed robbery detective. Actually, in 2001, I was named the world's funniest cop. I know what you're thinking. World's funniest cop? That's kind of like having the biggest penis in second grade, right? Well, it's not. I won that too. I was 13. Still meant a lot to me. I was working on Lower Broadway in Nashville back in the mid '80s. Back when Lower Broadway was really rough, I was 21 years old. There's nothing down there but drunks, derelicts, and winos. My patrol car always smelled like urine. I think that's because I frightened easily. But pretty weird job. I worked in homicide for a little while. I would do anything I could to solve the homicide because that's a very serious crime. I actually used a psychic one time. This is kind of weird to make a paper, you might have heard about it. Got a psychic that helped me find 4 missing bodies, and that was just bizarre, you know, how they could do that stuff. And they would probably still use him today, but he wound up getting indicted for 4 counts of criminal homicide. Stuff do stuff when it happens, huh? One thing I learned about the police department, you're never supposed to laugh in a court of law. I didn't know. But sometimes stuff just hits me as funny. Like, I'm in there one time, they get a guy in there for domestic violence. And ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing funny about domestic violence. But when the judge asked the man why he hit his wife, he said the following. She knew there wasn't no liquor in the house when she paid the damn light bill. She sue me, I'll laugh. Judge said Arkansas, right? Heard stories about a prostitute that was trying to prosecute her pimp for rape, and the case kind of fell apart. She was on the stand, and, you know, the defense attorney for the pimp was cross-examining her, and he said, well, did you ever tell him to stop? And she said, well, no, but I was yelling for help. Well, did anybody come? And she said, well, I did a little bit. Thing ever heard though came over the police radio, and I got blamed for this, but it wasn't me. But it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, you hear the following, which is our radio sound back then. I'm fucked up. And then the dispatcher came on, car calling. I'm fucked. And then a supervisor came on. Headquarters of that car. Who is this? I'm not that fuck. I wish that had been me, but it wasn't.
All right, you can come on.
All right.
Dan Whitehurst.
Yes, Dan Whitehurst. Very funny.
Love that guy.
Hey,
hey, it's xradio.biz, Nashville Music City. I feel the need to use that kind of voice when I do
anything with an X.
Announcery stuff.
You gotta do the broadcasting X.
Because we both majored in broadcasting at UT.
Yes, or as I like to call it, broadcasting.
Although, yeah, I got fired from every job I ever did. How about you?
I didn't really bother to look for jobs, but when I did, I broke up quite a sweat.
Well, that was good.
I quit school.
You did. You dropped out. That's mm-hmm. right.
Ah, so as you, Nashville stand-ups made a winner.
Thank you. Yes.
We're all winners in the game of
life. But honestly, probably the best thing you ever did, right?
Yeah.
I look back on it with fondness. I'm really glad I did that. Yeah, because now I still don't have money. It's great.
It's great.
But you're happy.
Well, that's the great thing about comedy. You know, soon all that money's just going to roll in.
Hey, that shiny light's flashing.
Oh, I know. But we have to pretend that we don't see it.
But it's shiny.
Oh, but it is so shiny. The shiny phone light. Someone is trying to call, which is their problem.
Sorry, caller. We don't have time for your shenanigans.
Yes. Okay.
Man, we got a bunch of other guys loaded up and ready to go. Other guys in the scene, man. Mark Anunson, he does that show out in...
Mark Anunson.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah, he's... Mark Anunson is very, very funny. Happyforapathy.com.
Yeah, he does that show over in Murfreesboro, Liquid Smoke.
Liquid Smoke.
Smoking Comics Night.
Very funny, man. That's and that one's coming up... Well, it's like the first Wednesday of the month during
Wednesday.
Football season.
Yeah,
it's
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah. So if you're in the area, check out that. That's track 3 on that CD, Hall.
Check.
If you want to play.
Tension is rising in the studio.
Let's see if Mark's got something on this.
Mark Anunson on xradio.biz, Nashville,
Music
City.
3, 2. So, we'll kick his ass after he gets done, okay? All right, everybody give it up for Ryan Williams.
the hell was that? So you have to acknowledge that you're from the South, don't you? Because otherwise you might forget. Where the hell am I from? I'm from Bucksnort. Okay, let's talk about that first. You have a town in Tennessee called Bucksnort. What the fuck? Apparently, what the fuck?
Because this next guy is also up for Comic of the Year. He hosts a monthly show,
Okay, we had a snafu. Ryan Williams, that was Ryan Williams.
A nice little one-liner Ryan, there about Bucksnort.
That's from his CD, 8 Seconds of Glory, which he's selling for 45 cents right now.
We just wanted to break in and say, that's not Mark Anunson.
But this is.
And we hope.
Yeah, we'll see. X-Ray.
On X-Ray.
At Liquid Smoke every month. Very, very funny man. Really comes through for me all the time. Please welcome Mark Anunson Get your Christmas shopping done. I really don't like Christmas because, man, growing up, we got the crappiest presents because we were poor. And, one year we got this one toy. You know that toy? It's like a broomstick with a puffy horse head on it. You know that one? We got that, but my dad made it himself with a real severed horse head and a tree branch. We weren't allowed to play with it inside for the first couple years. You know what I found out today? I found out Colonel Sanders died in a car wreck. Oddly enough, he was playing chicken. Boo. What, is it too soon for a Colonel Sanders joke? Is that a fox pox? Did I mess that up? So, growing up for me was really weird, man, because my family, they're like really into Jesus. And that's cool, but they were really into drugs, too. And we had a little sign in our kitchen that said, a family that prays together stays together. We had one right next to it, though. It said, family smokes weed together, goes out to eat together. So, my dad, he'd say the craziest stuff, like, Jesus, this is good weed. Kids, go play with your horsey head. Get out of here, sons of bitches. So, I don't know. I feel bad because recently a real close friend of our family passed away, our dealer. I wanted to buy like a really nice sympathy card, but I couldn't find one I liked. So I bought a Get Well Soon card, and I wrote, sorry, that's late. They will never invite me to that funeral again. I thought it was cute. It's cute. So me and a buddy of mine, we started our own business, and we just started taking credit cards. That's what we do. We take credit cards from like old people and mailboxes, etc. It's really weird, because when I was younger, I used to be like really scared of the devil. But then I took some fiddle lessons. I'm still scared of deviled eggs, though. It's kind of weird. Ain't nothing Charlie Daniels can do about that. So, I don't know, me. I'm kind of weird. Because you know what I really like? I really like chicken pot pie. But not in that order. I like pot, then chicken pie. Fuck it. I'll eat anything. I think if a pony could do one trick, that would be pretty good, because they're not that tricky. Sometimes people crack up at that joke. They're like, whoa, a pony and a trick. Tonight's not that night. I don't see it happening. But I was reading in the newspaper that the USDA recalled 497,000 pounds of beef. Why they wanted Kirstie Alley, I have no idea. Too soon? Did she die recently? I don't know. For y'all who didn't like that joke, I got one little word for you. Cheers. I love the beer here. Don't you guys love the beer? Because no matter what you order, it tastes a little bit like finger. Inside joke. Order a beer, you'll see. Anyway, so I'm drinking out of a can. Take my advice. I wish I had any idea what any of this meant. You know, you get it? All right. I'll probably am never allowed back now. I made fun of the owner. So I'm out. I'm totally out. So we're saying, Kirstie Alley, yeah, we hate her, don't we? Oh, I've got really good news. I joined a softball league. It doesn't have anything to do with sports. It's for people whose balls are really soft. And that's me. Old cotton cock. Sometimes. Man, I went out and bought a pressure cooker this weekend because up until now, cooking has just been way too easy on me. It's like, not even a challenge. So sometimes my wife is my old pressure cooker. She'll just stand behind me and be like, cook faster, cook faster. She doesn't do that anymore. I had to kill her. I've actually accidentally killed people all the time. It's like totally by mistake. So I got a job at a hospice, so nobody would really care. I couldn't really get in trouble for it at all that much.
I was actually in traffic the other day, and I was behind a school bus, and it had a bumper sticker that said, "This vehicle does not turn on red." And I'm like, good, because my nickname is Red, and I want to stay friends with the school bus. And then I made that up. That was funny at the KFC when I was thinking that Colonel joke about Colonel Sanders. I cracked myself up. So, but my wife, she really is still alive, and she wanted to try.
As far as you know.
She could be dead, I don't know. She was breathing just a little bit when I left. All the phones were unplugged. I don't know. We'll see. But actually, she was alive earlier. And she wanted to have that sex like Sting has, that tantrum sex.
Yeah.
So I walked in the room naked screaming, "I don't want to do it! I don't want to!" And she said it was the best night of her life. So, she's weird. But I actually did. I'm kind of excited because I actually talked my wife into having her first threesome. And yeah, I was really excited because I came home from work and she was fucking two guys on the couch. It moved me, man. A little tear came down my face. I like to brag about the threesome that I had. I like to tell people about it. I don't like to give out the details, though, because when people find out it was a retarded chick and a dude with one arm, that story kind of loses its flavor. Plus, I had to get him really liquored up that night. I don't even know if it was a threesome, because before we started, the dude with one arm died of alcohol poisoning. And, so basically, I banged a retarded chick on top of a dead guy. Maybe not a threesome, but a first. For them, not for me. I do that shit all the time. So, man, I've been really mean and stuff, so I apologize for being mean. So I'm mean, but I think walruses are the meanest thing in the world. Can I get an amen to that, walruses? They're mean, man. I used to date this walrus, and I asked her one time, "Why are you so mean?" And she said to me, "That's what she said." Thanks a lot, guys. I'm Mark Nunson. Have a good night.
Yeah, that guy. Mark Nunson.
Very funny. Mark Nunson at happyforapathy.com, one of Nashville's brightest. You're listening to Nashville Stand-Up Radio. And we are here with another very special guest, a local talent. Mr. Joe Southard is
Joe
here. Give it up
Hello.
For Joe
Southard.
What's going on, man?
That's me.
Now, Joe, you're a very funny man who has been performing a lot. And where do you work?
I work at the Nashville International Airport.
Awesome.
Wow, that's exciting.
First line of defense.
Really?
I feel safer.
I don't. Joe! How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing fantastic. I just moved.
Oh, really? Where did you move to?
Hermitage.
Now, you did live in Mount Juliet?
I did.
So you're like 2 minutes closer to downtown.
That's right. Well, they're doing a lot of development in Mount Juliet. It's getting way too fast-paced for me.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as they said they were putting like a Publix in, you know, I hightailed it out of there.
Well, it's called the Vegas of the district.
It is.
And I think for good reason. Now,
because they run numbers in all the gas stations there.
Well, that's interesting.
Good tip. Good tip.
Tonight on Nashville Confidential. So, Joe, I was going to ask you something, and I totally forgot because I'm
Way
a professional
go.
Broadcaster. So, Chad, maybe you should talk for a while.
So, I'm cool. Let's.
That's awesome. Now, you do have a website, Joe. It's called Win a Date with Joe.
Oh, that's right. Tell us about the site. You could actually win a date where you will go take them out.
Yes.
That is correct. That is correct. What it was I was just too many ladies and too little of me. And so I had to make it fair to everyone.
Common
and,
problem.
And just,
common.
We turned it into a contest. Mm-hmm. And if you just go to www.winadatewithjoe.com, that's Joe, J-O-E. and just go there and follow the instructions on there, and you may just luck out.
And now it's a night with you, and you will take them to Popeye's Chicken,
mm-hmm.
and you are throwing into the mix a 6-pack of
PBR.
Okay.
Wow.
That's so, ladies, get in line.
That is the PBR, the official sports beverage of Nashville Stand Up.
If you say so. Actually, the official beverage of Nashville Stand Up, of course, Fresca.
Yeah, it's a drink.
Fresca's
good drink. No? Actually, it's that is a regular prize that we have at the bar car. because we have a stockpile of it that we desperately need to get rid of.
Well, they're our biggest sponsor, and they keep giving it to us by the truckload.
That's true. That's why you've heard of us. So I think
we've got a track of Joe's.
Absolutely. Let's. This is from I believe TBG. Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's one of those shows over in National City. Truth, Beauty, and Goody.
Truth, Beauty, and Goody. That is outstanding.
Yeah. So this is some of Joe from a couple months ago.
Joe Southern. It's only on
http://www.xradio.biz/Nashville.
All right, let's get this started. well, we did get it started. Let's get it started again with Joe Southards. Give it up for Joe Southards right here. Take your time.
Good luck. Oh, thank you. I'll... they went from out of town. that's surprising. Bowling Green. Bowling Green's a fun town. There's like a college there or something. We're just joking around here, guy. I don't want you to, like, cut me in a parking lot or nothing. So everyone have a good day today, besides from the rain, but other than that, good day. Yeah, me too. I think I shit my pants earlier, though. I don't really know. It was kind of like one of those warm farts, but now my asshole itches. So I may need to go check. I'm not certain if anyone's had that happen before. Oh, there's a few guys in the audience. We got a pretty good mixed crowd. Any of the guys ever use the bathroom in the shower? The beardy guy there does. Oh, it's fun, isn't it? It is, yeah, because since the water's running, you don't have to wipe afterwards. Because you took a dump in it. And, yeah, I did it a little too often to the point to where I had to actually take the little colander out of the drain there. Yeah, cleanup afterwards was too much of a problem. Man, dookie's a funny word, isn't it? It's no joke. It's just an observation of mine. It's one of my favorite words. Let's knock all the toilet humor out first here. Anybody know the origin of shit-eating grin? Hey, Bob, what are you smiling for? Did you see some shit? No? So, I actually didn't think anyone had actually tried that before. Okay. I'm a big party guy, as it looks like. I like to do the partying and stuff and head out, and I got a lot of spots in downtown Nashville I really like. But sometimes I go a little over to the point. Well, have you ever been so drunk you accidentally button your shirt to your boxer shorts? he's nodding. Oh, that sucks. That's like number two under getting caught in your zipper. I have a Chinese friend. I want to light this so bad, but I can't. I was hoping Damien was up next. I can go burn one real fast. Well, you guys here, you guys all from Ashland City mainly, except for Bowling Green guy here? Back there? You lied? Oh. Well, you guys have been to Nashville, right? Yeah, Nashville's a great place. There's a place I perform at a lot over there at Cummins Station, right next to the Showtime Strip Club. Don't woo for it. This is the hell on earth nastiest strip club saw it in a vampire movie. This is a bad place. I'm really bad. It's only $3 to get through the door, but there's a reason why it's only $3. You go in and there's some stripper named Diabetes takes your coat for you. You know, you catch some type of VD from breathing in there. It's actually the only strip club in all of Davidson County that will accept a Kroger Plus card. Gasoline and strippers, man, this card do everything. So as I said, I have a Chinese friend. His name's Johnny. And he's half Chinese and half Vietnamese. But I like to joke around with him because he doesn't wear his glasses anymore. And I like to go up to him and go, hey, is it hard for you people to put contacts in? And then he punches me. You see, because you contacts. I'm like, no, but if anyone here, if you actually know me, you know that I'm a real nice guy, and I've always been a nice guy, and that's real simple. Because chicks dig nice guys, don't they? No. Oh, they do, when they're pregnant. What was that? It was like 8 months ago. Oh, Joe, you're so nice. I don't think, you know, I could see, like, me and you together at all. And now you skipped it forward. Oh, you're such a good provider. I'm glad you came to my aid. Can't have sex with me, though, because I'm pregnant. Thanks for that. Catch 22 with that one there. Man, I'm a big smoker. Getting, like, DT up here. I actually smoke so much to the point where people would ask me how I only tan two fingers. I got to third base with a girl. She caught a nicotine buzz. That was kind of bad. Well, my main party spots are usually karaoke bars because I love to karaoke. It's like white people's favorite pastime, isn't it? You guys ever done this? Oh, it's fantastic. Well, if you haven't and you do go karaoke, you must remember the cardinal rule of karaoke. If there are any servicemen or women in the audience, you must acknowledge them. In return, you get a standing ovation. Doesn't matter what you sing. Just acknowledge them. They're waiting for Lee Greenwood to come up. But you go, this one's going to the boys that just got back from Iraq. Or who can take the sunrise? Sprinkle it with dew. I need a cigarette so bad. Oh, I can't. That's something about laws or something like that. So anyone use the bathroom in the shower? No, well, thank you for your time. I'm Joe Southards. Come into Nashville sometime. I'll take you around.
All right. Joe Southards, man. Ladies and gentlemen. That's fine awesome. Job, Joe. Fine job.
I'll take you around.
You're listening to xradio.biz, Nashville Music City, the Nashville stand-up radio show.
So check out nashvillestandup.com for all the upcoming shows and links to all these comics' websites and stuff.
And also check out mangydog.com, mangydog.com.
And also check out bwdavis.com.
Well, then check out chadryden.com.
Or perhaps jesseperry.com even.
What a .com. We got all these websites.
Hey, we're an internet radio station. Dude. It's Synergy.
Clickety click click on over to Hooty Hoo.
We are built for people with no lives. This is their time to
fantastic
waste.
I bet there are a lot of people at home right now on a Saturday afternoon, 4 to 6, listening to this. Especially
well, we're going to archive these so people can download them and listen to them at 3 in the morning when all their free time is
on their pod.
On the pod.
They're listening to their casted pods.
When they're jogging with the pod on the arm. Yeah.
Dude. Arm pod. Arm pod.
Chazzing it.
Now, we have got more comedy. From a very, very funny man who was also on Comedy Central touring with Reno Collier, Mr. Pat Dixon.
Pat Dixon.
He gives great advice.
Awesome dude.
Yes, check out
his great advice.
He gives very good advice.
He does, to comics.
Yeah. He's been a real help to Nashville comics, and get ready to enjoy him only on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
and five. Three.
We'll answer a question with a question. Some people do that. I called a friend of mine. I'm like, hey, Keith, you want to go to the movies?
That's true.
He said, got any pot? I'm like, well, no. He said, there you go. And I don't smoke pot. You know, like a lot of us, I tried it as a teenager. Me and some friends of mine used to try it every day before school. After school, we try it again. You know. You want to try things every day for a couple of years just to check it out. Went back to glue. You guys don't really seem like a bunch of glue sniffers, really. To me. I mean, inhalants are usually considered the lowest of the low. You're talking about drug abuse, which is perhaps unfair. So, I mean, in terms of incapacitation, if I want to do drugs, I want to be completely incapacitated. You know? None of this like, hey, let's go to the rave and take some X and then we'll dance. Nah, let's go to the garage and sniff some paint and then we'll sit in the garage. I don't like to get stoned and do stuff. I don't want to do stuff, period. That's why I'm getting stoned. I hate stuff. This is what I learned from my pothead friends, though. Did you know if you take Pink Floyd's album, Dark Side of the Moon, and you listen to that while you watch The Wizard of Oz with the sound turned up, you're a fucking loser? I don't do hard drugs, but you know what? I don't judge myself based on stuff that I don't do. Doesn't make any sense to me, you know? Like, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin. I didn't do that. I would never marry my 13-year-old cousin. Even if I got her pregnant, I would not do it. She's like, Brenda, we gotta be practical. Right? Or like, I never had sex with a prostitute. Well, then again, I've never been water skiing, so. Maybe it's not a moral decision. Maybe I just don't know anybody with a boat. I believe the best things in life are free, anyway. Right? Things like love and things like hope. Things you take from stores without paying for them. I believe that women should be able to breastfeed in public, right? But they should have to go ahead and flop the other one out, too. You can't not look. It's frustrating when that little head gets in the way. It's all about you and your milk, isn't it? Infants are very selfish people. I'm in a happy mood. I just had an anniversary. Just had my first year wedding anniversary. I'm really excited about it. Thanks. Oh, you guys can have to talk like that. Thanks. Second time I've done it, I know. I was got married too young the first time. You know. Some of you guys ever do that? Before the wedding, we registered at like Spencer Gifts. Wasn't a comedian then. I used to be a dishwasher. It was my old job, which is a good job. And it was cool for me. I was the only white guy working there. Everybody else working there was black, which was very cool because I'd always wanted a nickname. You know how your coworkers will come up with a nickname for you. Usually it's like a derivative of your name. Well, my name's Pat, right? So they all called me Snowflake. And we'd laugh and laugh. Sometimes we'd laugh so hard it hurt my feelings. Some of you have been divorced, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of you guys. It's cool. You know what? The first thing I noticed after I got divorced was my clothes quit washing and drying. Hanging themselves up. So I figure, you know, they're depressed. And I talk to them. I say, get off the floor, fellas. We got stuff to do today. Come on.
We're going to go check the mail. My wife left me, and I know it's weird. I leave all this. True. And it was suddenly, too, man. It was just, was not a nice split up. Just came home one day, packed a bag, and split. I'm like, damn. Left Taco Bell. You gave them 2 weeks' notice. She said, yeah, I did. That's because I might have wanted to go back to Taco Bell. It's so upset for me. I didn't know which detergent to buy, even. I go to the grocery store, right? The detergent aisle was like a Happy Land. It's all these bright colored boxes, happy names, you know, it smells good. Cheer, gain, snuggle. My life's like beer, pain, trouble. Looking at my machines. I couldn't even wash a load of clothes, really. I was looking at my, it's like knobs and dials, switches and levers. I just want to wash my clothes. I don't want to send them back in time or anything. Be cool if you could. I'd send them back to 3 weeks ago before they were dirty. Little switch on the dryer. You ever look at it? More dry or less dry? Thinking the clothes are really wet. How could they be less dry than they are? Why would I want them? Yeah, I let my jeans a little moist. Scrotum's already wrinkly anyway. Then I read in a magazine, if you want to meet new women, you should go out with a buddy of yours who is less desirable than yourself. Like I'm a recently divorced dishwasher named Snowflake. Frankly, if they're less desirable than me, I don't want to fucking hang out with them, all right? Where am I even going to find somebody like that? The interstate off-ramp? Hey, you with the sign. Get in. Leave that cardboard necklace on, man. That'll be a good icebreaker. Hey, ladies, want to dance? This is my friend Stinky. Yeah. So, hey. It's customary for men. You ready? Yes. You guys are a fun group tonight. You guys must be drinking. Right. Have some beers. I asked a guy last night, what's your favorite beer? He's like, I don't know, the fifth one, I guess? That's the one that makes me handsome and everything, right? Get the seven, I'm a good dancer. Eighth beer has a name. It's karaoke. Ever had that one? Passed out when I was drinking with a cigarette in my hand. You ever done that? Freaked me out. I woke up, cigarette in one hand, beer in the other. Damn near ran off the road. Thinking, damn, these cigarettes are dangerous.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, Pat Dixon.
Pat Dixon, ladies and gentlemen. Very funny.
Another guy who was trying to call in. We couldn't do the phone calls, but that's all right. We'll do them next time.
That's true. And it'll be great. Now
you can find Pat on youaretheenemy.com.
Youaretheenemy.com.
Read the notes. Yeah. The notes are just...
oh, my God. His website is awesome.
His writings are fascinating. Now, we are here with our guest, B.W. Davis.
And BW was reminding us of a terrific story. You met Kid Rock the night here in Nashville, the night that he was arrested.
Yeah, it was everything I thought it would be when I met Kid Rock. It was a beautiful experience. I went down to the Blues Bar in Printer's Alley to meet Henry Phillips, who's very, very funny. We should get a clip and play that one day.
Absolutely.
Very funny. You can see him on Comedy Central. And I went to meet him, and I couldn't find him downstairs, and there's two levels. So this guy was blocking the upstairs, and there's only one. That's where the men's bathroom is, too. So I went to the bouncer guy block, and I was like, hey, I'm with Henry Phillips. Mm-hmm. The guy just let me up there, and I was like, okay, so Henry's up here, so I'll go to the bathroom first. So I walk in the bathroom. It's a tiny little bathroom. I look in the mirror, and there's this guy, and he's got leather pants on, a wife beater. And it's like 11:30 at night in a Blues Bar and a fedora and, you know, really nice stringy long hair.
Who could it be?
Yeah. I was like, you know, this
Mom.
Is. Yeah. So I turn around, and I'm what some people call baked a little bit. And I just turned around and said, hey, are you Kid Rock? And like I said, it was everything I thought it would be. He turned around, and this is exactly what he said to me. Hell yeah. Yeah. And I cried a little bit.
That is the most beautiful story that I've heard in the last 15 minutes.
Yes, and I also made sure to know which urinal he used because, you know, he was with Pamela Anderson and there's the
true.
Hepatitis thing.
And normally you steal the urinal cake.
Yeah.
Which you've got a collection at the house.
That's my thing.
That's
my bag.
It's incredibly disturbing to watch. You know. Now
my room smells nice.
And your breath does, too.
Yes.
Now, we have a treat. We're going to be wrapping up here very soon. But I want to thank everybody for listening. Jad's ungrateful. I disagree. But we
got some more stuff coming up, though. We got a set from Danny Lamour.
Danny Lamour, incredibly funny man.
And also catch him at the Brass Stables.
That's right.
Yes.
If you're ever in Printer's Alley.
Yeah, catch him at the Brass Stables.
That's right.
He's an excellent DJ.
Coming up next to the main stage, Danny Lamour.
Danny Lamour. But, yeah, this is a show from the Native Engine Show, a monthly show at The End here in Nashville. And this is Danny Lamour, only on xradio.biz.
Nashville
Music City.
I was hanging out with a friend of mine who works with deaf people a lot. And he knows sign language. And we were walking down the street, and he saw a friend of his. And they started talking in sign language. And I noticed that the guy on his right hand was missing a pinky. The guy that he was talking to. And so when they were done, I was like, hey man, the fact that he's missing a pinky, does that make some of the stuff he's saying hard to understand? And he was like, oh, he's got a little bit of a lisp, but other than that. I don't know, I thought that was funny as hell. That's a new one. I was trying. The old stuff that I know is funny. Oh, man. Now, back to Robert being gay. I want to talk about that some more. Is he still here?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say gay and faggot. That was out loud. Now, a lot of people think that I'm gay sometimes, Robert, so I kind of know where you're coming from here. But yeah, I told this one person I was talking to was like, no, I thought you were gay for like all these years. Like, I'm not gay. And she was like, are you sure? Pretty sure. I was like, no, I'm positive I'm not gay because I've sucked dick and I hate it. It's awful. It's all salty. I don't think people should be uptight about homosexuality, though. I think it's perfectly natural. Animals in nature always turn to homosexuality when they get overcrowded, and I think it's pretty apparent that the earth is becoming overcrowded with people. It's a natural thing. It's just natural nature. And I don't think anybody should be all uptight about it. I don't think it should be a big deal. Because when you think about it, everybody's a little bit gay. There's not a single guy in this room who could tell me that they've never once in their life been stroking a stiff, hard cock in their hand and thought to themselves, this feels great! So you like jacking off? It's yours, but whatever, I don't know. Oh, man. I was talking to this guy in a bar who told me that for a living he rides mechanical bulls. I was unaware you could make a living at that. But he was telling me about how hard it is. It's physically demanding. It's so tough. I would do 8 seconds is a really long time. You know, I'm just like, all right. But then I rode a mechanical bull, and that guy is full of shit, man. I rode it for like a half an hour, and I didn't fall off once. But at one time, I did run out of quarters, and I had to ask this kid next to me in a mechanical spaceship if he could break a dollar. And then this guy dressed up like a big mouse came over and was like, dude, I don't care how much pizza you can eat. You're too big to ride on that. You should put up a sign. Well, my name is Danny, but I really wish my dad had named me Richard. Because that way, I could have a son, and I could name him Richard, and people would have to call me Big Dick L'Amour. And that would be awesome. And then I could torment my son with the moniker Little Dick. And then he'd get all pissed and be like, yeah, Big Dick, the name suits you. You're the biggest dick I ever met. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll show you a big dick. And then my wife, Knockers LaRue, would be like, stop it, you're tearing this family apart. And her daughter from a previous marriage, Vajna Sinclair, will be like, you're not my real dad. You can't tell me what to do. I guess I'm kind of glad my name is Danny. Oh, man. If I married a chick named fucking Knockers LaRue, that would be awesome. I was dating this one girl one time. Turns out she was allergic to baseball bats. Her face got all swollen. I was like, damn. That's funny as hell. Oh. I was watching a beauty pageant on TV. No, it wasn't really, but I have to say that for the joke. I don't watch beauty pageants, but if I did, I'd write a joke about it like this. I was watching a beauty pageant on TV, and one of the contestants was being interviewed, and she was like, it's really all about the personality. I was like, what, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, if it was about the personality, it'd be called a personality pageant. Which I think they should have. That would be awesome if they had a personality pageant. I don't know who would win, but I bet you she's got some big old titties. This girl I know called me up and she was crying. She's all sad. She's like, I'm having all kinds of guy problems. Really crying it up about it. I was like, well, calm down. What specifically are your guy problems? And she's like, well, you know, I've got erectile dysfunction and male pattern baldness and an enlarged prostate. And like, you got fucking guy problems, I guess. Why is it that you can fart and you're okay? Or you can sneeze and you're okay. But for some reason, if you fart and sneeze at the same time, it feels like someone blasted a pine cone out of your ass with a bazooka. The fuck is that? It's like, oh! And your balls hurt. It's like doing those two things at one time rip a hole in the space-time continuum that you are now personally responsible for. I don't know how to end that. I just thought it was funny. I was listening to some people arguing, like, the science versus religion, which I think is a really stupid argument for people to get into. Because when you think about people arguing about stuff, you're like, well, obviously whoever's got proof will win this one. For some reason, that's not the case. Because I think, I've always thought that's the wonderful thing about science, is you don't have to have faith in it because you can prove it. That one also doesn't have an end. I just wanted to let you know that I hate religion. It does nothing but hurt people. Well, I say hate religion. I shouldn't say I hate religion, because hate's a really strong word. I despise. No, I think hate's too strong a word to use for stuff the way people do, and I think that to alleviate that problem, we should all be allowed to hate three things. In your entire life, you're allowed to pick three things, and those are the only things you're allowed to really hate. I thought about it for a long time, like 15 minutes, and I came up with my three. The first thing I hate is when you're eating food and you get all full and you realize I am too full to eat another bite of food, but your mouth is still full and you're chewing. Man, I hate that. Because what do you do? You know? I also, the second thing I hate is when you're making a bowl of cereal and you made the mistake of putting the spoon in first, and then you pour in the cereal, and then you pour in the milk, and the milk hits the spoon and goes everywhere! And the third last thing that I truly hate with all every fiber of my fibrous being is when you're going to take a shower. And this has happened to me in my adult life. If anyone else this has happened to them, please laugh. You get in the shower, and it's like a few seconds before you realize you still got your fucking socks on. I don't even hate that for the wet socks. I